Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joining us right now from the Weather Channel, Jeff Eno. Jeff, good morning. Welcome. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Absolutely. How are things today?
Well, much better than when I guess where you are. Are you in Florida right now, or are you safely ensconced elsewhere?
Oh, no. I'm north, but we are going to get a little bit of Irma today, so to speak.
You are. So you're probably exhausted, I can imagine. But good news, Irma is now a Cat 1 with a maximum sustained wind of 75 miles per hour. So this is all good news for everyone. Where do we expect Irma to go from here, and what can we expect her to bring?
Still, the storm is going to make kind of a northwesterly track, and with it at this point, I think the storm surge, we're still looking at possibilities for, of course, into northeastern Florida and then up into parts of the coast of Georgia and into South Carolina. So areas around Savannah, Myrtle Beach may see some of the higher wave action and, of course, beach erosion. As far as elsewhere and even into those parts of the country, we're still looking at some heavy rain and also wind. We do have hurricane warnings that are still in effect for areas into South Georgia, and then also parts of southeastern Georgia into parts of South Carolina. We've got the tropical storm warnings, and those warnings do extend all the way up into the top of the state of Georgia and also into eastern Alabama. So still a little bit of work to do as far as the latest cone associated with Irma. Storm is going to track through southwest Georgia today and into northern Alabama by 8 a.m. Tuesday. It will lose first tropical storm status, goes by the wayside sometime later today. It turns into a depression, but still with that, at that point, it's just much more of a low-pressure system that's going to bring some heavy rain in spots. Flooding will be a concern, and, of course, the high winds. We're still looking at potential wind gusts in some of these places, 50-60 miles per hour, and when you've got the soil that will be saturated, of course, trees will be able to come down much easier.
You know, Jeff, we often ask you to look forward because that's your job, but I'd like you to look back over the last 24 hours. Did this storm perform the way that you expected it would? And to me, it kind of seemed like it decelerated rather rapidly. Was that expected, or did it perform better than we expected?
It was, as far as some of the predictions, I think everyone with the Hurricane Center and then everyone involved with the forecasting, I think did a pretty good job with it. It kept making those westerly tracks, and anything can happen. Those wobbles happen with these storms, but we looked at the cone that was going to run right up the west side of Florida on the western part of the state, and it continued to do so. Made a little bit of a furtherly easterly kind of push over the last maybe 24 hours or so, and that possibly kept the storm surge from being quite as bad as at first expected. I haven't seen any of the totals like that. And of course, today is going to be the damage assessment, of course, with what went on in South Florida. But as far as the winds were just brutal, especially into areas around Naples, which is west of Miami. Yes. Saw a wind gust of over 140 miles per hour there. And also, of course, the flooding rains. So I think everybody did a pretty good job with this one.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it, and try to get some sleep because I'm sure you haven't had much.
Eventually. Maybe I'll lay down now.
That's Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.